Some environmentalists and climate scientists have argued that potential parents should consider smaller families to help take the pressure off the environment. But other researchers say depopulating the planet won't actually do much to solve those challenges. One of them is Dean Spears. He's an economist at the University of Texas, Austin, and the co-author of the new book, After the Spike: Population, Progress, and the Case for People. He says having fewer children isn't the solution to the climate crisis, and birth rates have been declining for years.
All along, even when we were hearing these overpopulation stories, global birth rates were falling from a worldwide average around 5 in 1950 to 2.3 today. And in fact, 1968 was the year when the world population grew its fastest. The speed has been slowing since then. The basic reason why is that people are having fewer children. The number that matters is whether there's an average of two children in the next generation to replace two people in the last. Two-thirds of people worldwide now live in a country where the birth rate is below this two for two that would stabilize the population. And the U.S. is at 1.6. So pretty soon after the whole world crosses that two for two threshold, global depopulation will start. But it's a path we've been on for not just decades, but centuries as birth rates have been falling.